Rashi Horim, you see it on top of the mountains. For v'chdei she'erid v'yitful, the time will take you to walk down the mountain, b'tevel in the yam. V'yala hevel ayla, by that time will be night already. Kimin kavra sela ogul, like a stone that's round. V'yasur kavra, it looks like a kavra, like a sif. Zel berisha miriam, shoyim mizgagolim yisrobe midbar. Used to roll along with them. It was almost like a round stone it was, the berisha miriam. They didn't have to carry it. It rolled along with them. When she died, then they lost the bear. Rashi Tor, Milakabo Tuma, Vitavlum, but it goes to be table in it. The Lavka Kli Dome, it doesn't have a shame Kli on it. Liyar Samayim Hanoivim Menu, say the water that comes out of it, Kishuvim. Hey, so if the Kli would have a shame Kli, the bear would have a shame Kli, he'll be possibly be table. It's called Mayim Shuvim. Rashi, it's not a common shayla. You can never have a well that moves. The well is always in the ground. It's only the shayla by Berisha Miriam. It was a traveling bear. So even that, it was kosher to be tevel in, and it was the stomach kabutum. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Bein Hashmoshes Rav Yehuda, that's what we're talking about before, that starts from Shkia until 3/4 of a mil, is Kahanim Tevel Boy. Kahanim are allowed to be tevel in that man. The halacha is by truma, if a kohen is tamei, he has to be tevel that day, and as soon as it comes laila, harashemesh, he becomes tar, he's allowed to eat the truma. He's even after he's tevel, he can't eat truma yet, until it comes harashemesh. But he has to be tevel before laila. So now we're saying that during the shir, ben eshmosh, of Rabbi Yehuda, the chur, it's a suffolk laila, karnak can still be tevel. For the gemara laman, according to who, could he be tevel? Elam Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, for the Gemara Sveiku, it's a suffix, it's Bein Hashmoshes. Maybe it's Lila then. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda after Shkia, the way the Goyim, the way the girl learns, it means Mamash after sunset. The way the Bein Tam learns, it means the last 15 minutes before Tzatz Chavim. But if it's talking about Bein Hashmoshes, it's a suffix, maybe it's nighttime. So Kahanim can't be tevel at nighttime, it doesn't help. A Kohen has to be tevel before nighttime. Kedei, after the Tefillah, when it comes night, then it becomes Torah. Elet means Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Ben Hashmoshes L'Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says what's called Ben Hashmoshes Mamash a second. It says Kerafayim, the time to blink. That's called Ben Hashmoshes. So the Shiloh is, when does Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmoshes start? Does it start at the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmoshes? I mean, July 2nd of Rabbi Yehuda's Suffolk, that's also Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk? Or no, the Chiddush is no. After Rabbi Yehuda's man ends, after the 15 minutes, after Shkiyam, that after that, the next second is Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmoshes. Come to say, it's the whole period, the first 15 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes is Vadayim, according to Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, it's good, Kahanim are allowed to be Teufel, join the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk of Bein Hashmoshes first starts after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes. That's the Gemara. Ela Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi's Shita, is Kahanim Tevel Boy. For the Gemara Pshita of Adar, Rabbi Yossi's Shita is after Rabbi Yehuda. So join Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes, the first 50 minutes is Vadayim. So the Gemara, no. Now the time I would think, Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi is Meshich Shaykh Rabbi Yehuda has good, true. Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk is only 1 second. He says an eye blink, that's a Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes. But maybe his eye blink is the last eye blink of Rabbi Yehuda's shir. So throughout the shir of Rabbi Yehuda, it's also a suffix according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamashmullah, no. The what is Sholem Bein Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda. First, you have the first 15 minutes after Shkia. That's Bein Hashmoshes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a suffix line according to Rabbi Yehuda. For Hodor, after the 15 minutes end, that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still Vadayim. The next second first starts the Bein Hashmoshes. For Hodor, after that, Mascha Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. After that, when it first starts the Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. That's the Chiddush here. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Kahanim could be tevel the first 15 minutes after Shkiyam, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is a Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes, because according to Rabbi Yossi, that's still Vadayim. When does Bein Hashmoshes start? The next second, after the 15 minutes, the next second starts Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmoshes. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Krab Yehudilin Yin Shabbos. We pass the Lord of Yehudilin Yin Shabbos. Poshita means that on Friday, you have to be Machmer right after Shki, it's already Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes, you can't do Malacha. Halacha Krab Yehudilin Yin Truma.
we're machmir the hilchas truma like Reb Yosi. So we'll soon say, Pasha Pshat is that he has a suffix, who's the halacha like Reb Yehuda like Reb Yosi, and therefore we go lechurma both ways. So the Shana spoke out, the Avad Gemara could have said for Shabbos also, it's a chumra both ways. That on Friday night, we're machmul at Reb Yehuda, that Shabbos starts right after Shkia, and on Mitzvoy Shabbos we hold like Reb Yosi. You say, when does Shabbos end? Shabbos ends much later. So Gemara could have said that, even on Shabbos, he could have both chumras. The Gemara just wants to tell you, Aga, even for Truma, also you have this chumra. But that's what we're saying now, we hold like Reb Yehuda, Dilcha Shabbos, and Kreb Yaislin Yitruma. So the more Vishlay Malach Kreb Yudlin Shabbos the Chumra. That's good that we say Friday when the Shabbos start, you have to be Machmo Kreb Yehuda Shita. Right after Shkia Tachama, it's already Ben Ashmoshes, maybe it's Shabbos. You have to stop doing Malacha. Avol in Yitruma Mahi. What is the main Hilchos Truma we hold like Kreb Yaisi? Hey, where's the Chumra Kreb Yaisi Shita? If you want to say the guy with Tibi Toivum, that we're saying the Kohen has to be Toivum, a boy join. When it's still daytime, then when it comes at night, it becomes Torah. So if you want to say you hold like Reb Yosi, that you can mamish be Toivum the first 15 minutes, or Reb Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes, Shreat Gemara, why could that be Sveiku? Without your Machmer on Shabbos, like Reb Yehuda, Mashmer Yom Asafkla Yehuda Locher is, like Reb Yehuda or Reb Yosi. So how could you go Lukula, Vehikos Tefillah? How could you say a Kohen is allowed to be Tevil in the Mikvah now, the first 15 minutes after Shkiyam, like Reb Yosi? According to Reb Yehuda, it's called Laila, and you Gufa have to suffer, maybe the Lach is like Reb Yehuda. That's why in Shabbos you Machmer. So Eilei, Melech Tefillah, for the Gemara Sveiki, you Gufa holds it to Sveiku. Elad means to say lechur melachilas truma. You mean to be machmer Reb Yosi shita chumra the gei tuchas achilas truma. When can a kohen start eating truma? When it's seitzik chovim. When is it called seitzik chovim? According to Reb Yehuda, after 15 minutes, it's called seitzik chovim. According to Reb Yosi, you have to wait 16 minutes because he has another second yet. After Reb Yehuda's suffix starts Reb Yosi's suffix. That's lechumra ready. El achilas truma. That the Kahanim are not allowed to eat Truma, even though they were table in the daytime, the way they were supposed to. But they're not allowed to eat the Truma until it comes Vade Laila, Reb Yosi's Laila. Reb Yechon is saying a chumras here. The late time, don't think he's sholem ben Ashmosh to Reb Yehuda Lailahu, that as soon as Reb Yehuda's ben Ashmosh ends, it's Vade Lailam, Venechel, and you're also allowed to eat Truma or Kayin, that was Tom in the daytime. Now you could eat, Umemela Nami, Linya Moitsoy Shabbos. The same thing for Moitsoy Shabbos is the Locha now. Lo Yarminik Reb Yehuda. We don't say on Moitsoy Shabbos, 15 minutes after Shkia, you could do Moloch already. The name of the Reb Yosi Lailahu Bishari. Then we go, no, we have to be machmel to Yosef Shita and say, no, it's still Ben Ashmoshes, and you can first do Moloch and Moitzoy Shabbos after Reb Yosi is a Sofik. Omer Reb Yehuda, famous Gemara. Omer Reb Yehuda. Omer Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Koicha Vecho Yoyim. If you only see one star in the sky, that's still called Vada Yoyim. It's not even a Sofik yet. Shnayim Ben Ashmoshes. When you see two stars in the sky already, that's called Sofik Ben Ashmoshes. It's Friday, when you see two stars already, you can't do Malacha. Shalosha, if you see three stars already in the sky, that's called Laila. Then it's Mutter to do Malacha already, Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Maratanya Nami Yochi, I have Rai for this. Same Nacha Brice and the same Malacha. Koicha Vechad Yoim. You only see one star in the Shemayim, it's still Vada Yoim. Shnayim, you see two stars in the Shemayim, that's already Sofik Ben Ashmoshes, you can't do Malacha. Sofik, maybe it's Laila already. Shloisha, when you see three stars in the Shemayim, it's already Vade Laila. Omer Reb Yosi, but you should know, Loi Kechovim Gedolim, Hanirim B'Yoyim, it doesn't mean very, very big stars. Because the very, very big stars, sometimes you can see them even throughout the daytime. Then you can't say when you see three stars is Laila. It's possible to see three big stars even when it's day yet. For Loi Kechovim Ketanim, it doesn't either mean three very, very small stars. Shenirim Ela B'Laila. Because such small stars, you can only even see one of them at nighttime. And we're saying when you see one, it's still daytime. So it means the very, very small stars that won't come out. Because you can't see a very, very small star until it's mamish very late. So you can't say it's yoyim. Elo, what are we talking about? Beninim. We're talking about middle-sized stars. Middle-sized stars, one you can start seeing when it's still daytime. When you see two of them already, that's already Ben Ashmoshes. And when you see three stars, Beninim, then you know it's called Laila. That's Mikir Adin. There's no Rashi in this. His mikradin, but Allah gets brought down, since we're not makir, we don't know klor, what's called the big star, what's called the small star, we're always machmir to wait till you see three small stars. There's three big stars, treat like the Zagat and Mitzoy Shabbos. Treat, if you see three big stars, you can't do malocha, the Gemara says that can still be the daytime. No, mikradin, if you see three medium stars, it should be enough. But Allah, we're machmir to see three small stars, because we're not bucky to know exactly what's called the benini, what's called the small one. Or a big one. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Bar Reb Zvida, Hoisem Malacha. Says this is another pshat also. Kasha also Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan shita is 72 minutes. So kasha is 72 minutes. You see stars. Mamish the Shemayim is full of stars before that. How can you see 72 minutes? So there's a few pshatim in it. One pshat the Mishnah Berurah says even according to Rabbi Natan, he only means if you don't see stars. Avadi is also marked in this Gemara. If you do see stars, even contrary to Rabbeinu Tam, it's called Vadi Laila. Rabbeinu Tam is just saying in a case where it's cloudy, or you, a place where you don't see stars, then after 72 minutes, that's Vadi Laila. There's not even a Suffolk Laila anymore. Before that, it's a Suffolk, but that's only providing you don't see the stars. When you do see the stars, it could be Laila contrary to Rabbeinu Tam. That's one shot. But we're saying there's Omen Hogim, there are other shot, and we're saying no, the contrary to Rabbeinu Tam, he means Bedafkam, you have to wait 72 minutes. We see stars, so according to that, you have to say, we're not nicker, what's called Bainim, what's called Gedolim. Maybe all the stars we see, according to Bainim Tam, are called Gedolim. We're only seeing big stars. But the small stars, or medium-sized stars, first came out 72 minutes later. See, this is Machloikis, what's from the Bainim Tam. Weiter. Omer Reb Yosi, Reb Zvida. Hoise Molocho b'shnei bein ashmoshes chayiv chattis. Azay the loch is Friday night. Bein Hashemosh, you do a malacha. You're not chayiv chatis. Because you did it Bein Hashemosh, maybe it's still Friday, maybe it's still Yom. Loch is you have to bring an Oshem Toli. You have a Suffolk, if you did a, it's called a Suffolk Aveira. You bring a Korban Oshem. But now, let's say the person did a malacha Friday night Bein Hashemosh, and he also did a malacha Shabbos night Bein Hashemosh. What's the loch now? He's two Bein Hashemosh the Friday night. He's 6 o'clock Friday did a malacha, and 6 o'clock Shabbos did a malacha, and both 6 o'clock is Bein Hashemosh. Zot menau he's chayiv achatis. He vada has to do a korban. There's no suffix. Why? Well, manashach. Manashach is called he did a malacha Shabbos. If you want to say 6 o'clock is called daytime, so it's only 6 o'clock of Shabbos. It's Shabbos did a malacha. If you want to say 6 o'clock is called nighttime, so on Shabbos, it's Mitzvah Shabbos, but he did the Malacha Friday at 6 o'clock. So Mamonashach, he did the Malacha. So he had to bring a Chattis. So Drashi, B'shnei ben Hashmoshes, Erev Shabbos, did a Malacha on Erev Shabbos, or Mitzvah Shabbos. Ve'elem Echot was one helem. He didn't know in between that he was doing an Aveira. As he saw it's mutter to write on Shabbos. So he was writing Friday, and he was writing Shabbos. Ein kan oid oshrim, he doesn't have to bring an oshrim anymore, tolui, elachatis. It's not called the Suffolk Aveira, now it's called Vadi Didavadi Aveira. From a monoshach, e lailo, if it's called a lailo, is chayav al erev Shabbos. If the Bein Hashemosh is nighttime, so Friday did a malach on Shabbos. Vishel mitzoy Shabbos ain't a klum, oi bezoy mitzoy Shabbos is not Shabbos anymore, it's mutter. Vi yamamahu, elamai Bein Hashemosh is called yoim, chayav al mitzoy Shabbos. He's chayav al mitzoy Shabbos, vi ein shel erev Shabbos klum. Now Rashi Lek C, O Kegoin the Ovid Le Kol Bein Hashemoshes. We're talking about now he did the Malacha of Kol Bein Hashemoshes. The whole time throughout the Bein Hashemoshes, he was doing Malacha. The Leka Le Svuke Lahai B'Tchilos Lahai B'Tzoyfei. Now Zoi Rashi Yad Akasha. We have now the Gemara, Bein Hashemoshes takes time. There's at least 15 minutes for Bein Hashemoshes Malacha. We all know Kib Yudah. There's 15 minutes. And the Gemara before said, there are three Sveikas of Bein Hashemoshes. I mean, it's possible to say the first 5 minutes of Bein Hashemoshes is daytime. The last 5 minutes is nighttime. It's a suffix to say maybe there are two dinim to Bein Hashemoshes, right? Or three sveikis. Maybe the whole 15 minutes is daytime. Maybe the whole 15 minutes is nighttime. There's also something. Maybe it's both. Like the first 7 minutes is daytime, and the last 7 minutes is nighttime. So if you have that suffix, like Rashi here, then maybe the Friday the Bein Hashemoshes did the malacha the first 7 minutes of Bein Hashemoshes. Maybe that's called Yom. And on Shabbos, he did the Malacha the last 7 minutes of Bein Hashemoshes, which is called nighttime. So when I saw that he didn't do a Malacha. He should write only be a Korban Oshem. It shouldn't be a Chattis. Why do we say it's Vadi called a Chet? Without Bein Hashemoshes, maybe it's Yom, maybe it's Laila. We don't know if he did a Chet.
Therefore, Rashi Shita is, you have to say, he did the malacha throughout the whole Bein HaShemoshes. The whole 15 minutes he was writing. He was doing a malacha of Ksiva writing, and the whole 15 minutes he wrote. So then it's good, Monashach. Whatever it is, he did it both days. So Zicha, one of them was day, or one of them was nighttime. It's called he did a malacha on Shabbos. The other way to learn is, Tosfos before learns, you have to say like Rashi did the malacha the whole time, no, he did the malacha the exact same second both times. The mashal, 6 o'clock, it's true. Bein HaShemoshes is from 5 to 6 till 10 after 6. That's the 15 minutes of Bein HaShemoshes. But he did it, he was writing 6 o'clock Bediyak on Friday night, and 6 o'clock Bediyak on Shabbos night, he was writing. So then also you have the same Vaday, he did a chet. Because whatever din it is today, it's the same din tomorrow. So the monashach, either it's day or it's night. It can't be like nothing. It has to be the one of the two. So about Ivadai did a malach on Shabbos, that's enough to be mechayim. So interesting, I'm not zichur what Rashi had to say, he's a kimtum. Zayin Rashi mean, like, yes, let something then. Like, it's not charity, Mavari said the exact second he did it today, he did it tomorrow night also. Therefore, Rashi gets out of it easily, say that he did the malacha the whole Bein HaShemoshes.
Rashi says before, it could be one day, Kulam and Ayom, the next day, Kulam and Alayla, Rashi said before, Bein HaShemoshes. So it's possible one day at night, one day
at night. Yeah, that's today's the discussion, Rashi, right. Today's the discussion. Yeah, that's today's discussion, Rashi. Pesh Mekunt, right. Here, Rashi said a chiddush. That Shaita say one day's Bein HaShemoshes is daytime, and the next day's Bein HaShemoshes is nighttime. So that's the discussion of Loiniro, the Rishon Kulamiyim. They said the Vesu, the Yomla Kama, Mishmaid, Noisim Loch, Mishnei Bein HaShemoshes, Chayav Chatas, Monoshuk. Yeah. Alright. Right. Yomalei, Omalei, Robo Lishmaya, Robo told the Shamish, Osun. You people, like Kim Luchu Bishurai, the Rabbanan, you don't know exactly when Bein HaShemoshes is, like you don't know when it starts the Sotik of Shabbos, so you have to light the candles at Lokas Nes before Shabbos. So when she light the candles, the Shimush Sharesh Dikla, when you still see the sun on the top of the column of the palm trees, ask Lushargo, that's the time to light the nerves. Then, like it's a Vadai Yoim, there's no Sotik. If you can still see the sun, even on top of the palm trees, you know Vadai, it's Yoim, that's a good time. Rashi, Bishur the Rabbon and Bein HaShemoshes. As people that are not the key exactly when Bein HaShemoshes is, you should light candles before him. Afli at Likwas and Erbavoy Joim. For the Gemara, Biyoim Ham Unein Mai, what do you do on a cloudy day when there's no sun altogether? See, even on top of the deco tree there's no sun. When can I light then? Or else the Mosser in the city, right, so they can't, there's no column, there's no palm trees there. So when do I know when to light? Chazi Tarnagoto. You look at the tarnagirlis, at the chickens. Trashi hayoshvim ala kiris leboyjoyim. They sit on sticks on daytime. V'chein ha'orvim besod. The same thing. The orvim mar bedaver people in the city. Urvi, look at the orvim, the ravens. Spicy if you do it. They used to sit on sticks in the daytime. As soon as it comes daytime past, they will go off the sticks. So kol zaman you see the chickens sitting on the sticks, you can them on its vadayoyim. Inami Adani. Look at this type of restaurant. There's an Asa type of a grass. Ostrashi Adani Asa. Hakruya Maloyan. For all in Shaloi, interesting the leaves it has. Noitin Letzad Acham. It always turns towards the Chamam. Shachar is Kufuf in the Mizrach. In the morning, the leaves faced east. Ovechatze Yoim's Kufin. In the middle of the daytime, they're standing straight up. Oliyar of Kufufim. At nighttime, they start down already. Moid. Lamar. They start burning down tomorrow, say. So what? Some may know that nighttime is all the way down. If you see it coming down, you have to know how far down it's coming. So you get a certain point down. Avada was as 1 o'clock in the afternoon starts turning down, you don't have to light 1 o'clock. Stam means before it reaches all the way down, you should light. Turn around, Sheish Tkiyois Toikin Erev Shabbos. Used to be a takanim of the Rabbonin to have 6 blowings Erev Shabbos. It's to warn the people to know it's going to be Shabbos, stop doing the melacha. Rashi Sheish Tkiyois. Afa true is the minion, even the truer is also the minion. The Seidish Lehem, Tekiyah, truer Tekiyah. He used to blow first a Tekiyah, then a truer, then Nochemot Tekiyah. What were the 6 Tekiyahs for? Rishonah, the first blowing was Lahat Libotel Esam Mimlocha, Shevasodis. That the people working outside, the farmers working outside in the city, in the fields, they should stop doing Mimlocha. Because they have the longest trip to get home. They're all the way out in the fields. So you have to blow for them like 40 minutes before the Tekiyah. They should know to stop doing the Mimlocha in the Sodis.
Shania, the second kir is Levotel Ir, to stop the people working inside the city. The Chanuyas, people have the stores, to close the stores. That's easier to get home. So they need less time. Shash Levotel Mimlocha Shebesodais, the Yehelehen Shoyis, the Konis Lir. Hey, they're the first one because they have a journey to get into the city. Levotel Ir Mimlocha. Vachanuyas and Mekachamemcha. People should stop selling in the stores. Shlishis, the third key was Lahadlik is an air. People should know it's time to light an air ready, light an air Shabbos. Divi Reb Nosim, Zat Reb Nosim. Reb Yehuda Nosim Yoyim Enein, Shlishis Lachalis Tfilm. People used to wear tfilm the whole day in the Gemara's times. So tell you, start taking off your tfilm, that was the third key. Vishoya, then they waited between the third and fourth key. Kedei Tzliyaz Dar Kotten. How long it takes you to roast a small fish? Or Kedei Lahadlik Pas Patanam. Or else to put your bread inside the tanner. And Avadi, you have to say there was enough time that the bread should be fully baked before Shabbos. But otherwise, surely you can't do it. The Gzeri will come to take it off on Shabbos. So you have to say there was a good, at least about 18 minutes at least yet, that you'll have enough time to take the bread out of the oven. But they used to blow, they used to wait this amount of time in between the third and fourth kiyah. Then the tekeya, they would make a tekeya again, that was the fourth one. Or Maria, they make the truest, that's the fifth one. But tekeya, they'll make another tekeya, that's the sixth one. For Shavis, then everybody will be Mekabel Shabbos. It's after the sixth Tekiyon, then you'll be Mekabel Shabbos. Shrashi, Lachalitz Tfilin, Yivahadlokas Nerbervias. According to Yehuda Nosi, the fourth Tekiyah was for Hadlokas Nerbervias. Lada Pas Patana, Vadayin Yeshoyah, there'll still be enough time yet, that the face of the bread will become baked well. Shoyinomari Matkiyas, Ve'lohoysif Mechil HaKodesh. They blew much earlier, way before Shkiyah, in order to also have a Sofa. To be meisif mechel ala kodesh. That's a mitzvah diraisim to make tais for Shabbos. V'tokeya mriya v'tokeya drashya reishes. That's the after eight. It's the sixth kiyas. V'shoyves means chal Shabbos lo. But after the sixth kiyah, they're makabel Shabbos ready. Amr b'shem gamliel. Manas tenu v'avloyim. What you do to the people in Bovil? She toike in a mriyan. At the end, they just make a kiyah and a mriya and a trua. V'shoyves and the makabel Shabbos right away. So chur to kashrut, they only have five. Is mitoich marian, mishayfsim mitoich marian. Toichin a marian is chur hevel echamisha. They only have five tkiyas then. They're missing the sixth one. The teretz is el lishet toichin, first to make the end. The fourth one is a tkiyah. V'chosin v'toichin, and they make another tkiyah again, a fifth one. U'marian, then they make a true one. V'shayfsim, mitoich marian. And then the shavas, the makabah shavas, the sixth one, which by them is called a true one. Minig of the same yudaim. That's the meaning of that I was saying. It's not so gefilik. They also have six tkiyas. Just last say there's not a tkiya true a tkiya. It's a tkiya then a true. The more master lay Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yitzchak Ray. Rabbi Yehuda turned his learned to teach toward his son Rabbi Yitzchak. Shniya lehad lekesaner. The second tkiya was to tell people to light the neiros already. Not the mekabel shabbos, but to light neiros. Commands that tomorrow like Reb Nosim, like Reb Yehuda Nosim. It's not like either of them. They had before the question whether it was the third one or the fourth one, but nobody said the second kia. So the Gemara Ella Yatsiv according to him was Ella Shlishes Lad Lokas Saner. Command Reb Nosim. That he also was like Reb Nosim. The third kia was in order to light the nerves. Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel. Sheish Tekiyos Teiken Eres Shabbos. They used to blow six tekiyos of Kon in the city. They have six tekiyos before by Eres Shabbos. His Cholitkaya, they made the first Kiya, Kiya Rishayna. What was the first Kiya for? Nimnu Aimdim Basodim Maladim. Hey, the farmers worked in the field, but stopped plowing. Maladim, pulling out the seed, the weeds, or Malachrash to make the plowing, or Malasas called Malachashe Basodis. They would stop doing all the Malachas in the Sodom. Of a Vienna craving Rishayna Likonis. But it wasn't time yet that the people living near the city should stop working. Because they had a right, or if you're a poil, a workman, your machoy is still to work. Don't think the first blowing spotted you from working. No, since you're near the city, you have to still work yet. Only the workers in the fields, they have a right to stop by the first kiyah. And the far ones come in, and they come in together. It's the people that work near the city, they have to wait till the farmers come in from the faraway field, and they're both coming together. But the people, mamash, the storekeepers inside the city were still open. And they had their like shades open. Or Teresin is like their front, we put the produce outside, on the front. is Menachem. His chalat kaya tkiyah shnida nebrua second tkiyah nistako trisin. It took away the trays outside the stores. And they closed up the shop altogether. You're still allowed to cook things on the pot, on the oven, on the kira. You had pots there and you had hot water there. They blew the third kira. They took off everything off the oven already. And whatever hot tomorrow they want to do, they didn't buy join. That's not moist vegetables mutter. V'hidla kamadlik. They lit in their Shabbos already. V'shoya. Then they waited because they cleared that cook not long time that you can still roast a fish. Oy, because they had big pasta tanner, so you can put bread in the tavrish and then let it boil and let it bake. V'tokeya. Then they made another tkiyo Maria v'tokeya. V'shoyves. Then they were mekabel Shabbos. Oh, it's a little different seder, but it's all the pshat of the corner to have six tkiyos. Even after the sixth key, it's not Shabbos yet. You're still allowed to light in there. Avadim Metchili should do it after the third key. But if somebody forgot, you still could light after the sixth key. What's the raya? Sherei nitnu chachom mishir lechazna knesses loelich shofar lebeisai. Like a monashach. You can't say the chazan when he blows the shofar the last key, that's it, that's Shabbos. Because you have a kasha, he himself is still holding the shofar. The shofar is muksa on Shabbos. What can he do with the shofar? Elamai pshita, there's still some time left, even after he gets finished blowing, that he could take his shofar back home. So, Mel, if you heard the last key and you didn't light nervous yet, you should know it's not Shabbos, and he can still light. It can't be like that. Because they'll be shurim that people will always say, the keys are not emes. There's still more time to go. Ella, you have to say it was bediyik. The last key was mamishki, Ella mokem snua yeshlem leishloi lechazna knesses breish gagoi sheshomaniach shofroi. Avada, the second after he blew the shofar, he put the shofar down where he was. Like Lanit Lushurim, the last key was almost right before Shkia. Or else right before you have to say Taisu Shabbos. He wants the Makabal Taisu Shabbos right before Taisu Shabbos. The Fishay Metaltal is the Shafer, who has the Chatzaisus. She now let him be Metaltal as Mukhs, the Shafer's on Shabbos. So that was the Takonam that he put down the Shafer that second when he finished blowing, and right then was Shabbos. So Loch Enechlam, if you forgot to light in there Shabbos, you're not allowed to light in there after the sixth Kiyah.